This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Another nice spring day out there, and I'm going to tell you what, I keep saying it over and over, you better get out and enjoy it, because before you know it, it's going to be hot and humid in summertime. Highs today is 75. Tomorrow, 79. 77 Friday, a little cooler than perfect for the French Quarter Fest. 75 on Saturday, 79 on Sunday. Then we're back to the 80s for most of next week. But as we approach Mother's Day, that's usually the first real sock in the nose that we get about the heat and humidity of summertime. So the Bratton Report is out from Teneo Consultants, and I'm quoting from a story here at NOLA.com by Sophie Kazikov, Ben Myers, and Jeff Adelson. They quoted the report by saying, consultants at global consulting firm Teneo, including former New York City and L.A. Police Commissioner William Bratton, found that staffing levels, resource allocation and distribution, availability of critical infrastructure, protective barriers, and communication inefficiency challenged the NOPD's ability to address the growing threats against the city. And when I read that phrase, the first thing I thought of was, man, the city's got a lot of threats that are that the city is challenging, whether it's insurance, whether it's flood protection, et cetera, this just being a part of them. But let's talk about the things that the Bratton Report mentioned, and Glade Bilby joins us now to give us his opinion, president of the French Quarter Citizens. How you doing, Glade?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The French Quarter, not really prone to flooding. That's not a concern for the French Quarter itself, but the city overall, absolutely. Let's talk about what this Bratton report said. 43 pages. I don't know if you have 43 pages, rather. I don't know if you had time to read the whole thing, but some of your takeaways from it and your reaction to it.
Well, we've talked about pedestrianization, if you will, which is closing off some of the streets for some years now. I don't know if you recall, but when Kristen Palmer was council person for our district here, they wanted to close off certain parts. Well, there was a lot of uproar about it. There was a lot of problems because we have, although it's small, we do have a residential community here that needs to come and go. And closing off things makes it very difficult. On the other hand, there is a practicality to closing off some of the quarter. But the reality is we have over 18 million tourists, let's say. And that's a lot of infrastructure burden. You have to get people in. You have to get luggage in. You have to get supplies, liquor in. You have to clean the place all the time. And that's just not a good weekend. That's all the time. Mm-hmm. So you really have to think about access on a 24/7, 365 basis.
So as far as the Bratton recommendations, possible or practical or not?
Well, I don't think that it's practical. Think about the number of people that come to Bourbon Street. It's not now, this morning, early, but it starts mid-morning and it culminates probably 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You've got to clean that all the time. I think maybe there's a window you could keep it closed, but as some of the report says, you have to be effective at doing it. You have to do cross-department communication that works well, and I don't know that we're necessarily ready for that. But the other thing is, it's the French Quarter. It's not just Bourbon Street. So unless you close off the entire French Quarter, you're going to really have a hard time protecting it.
Tell me about French Quarter Fest and the plans that they put into place as were revealed. We talked to Colin Arnold about it yesterday. Do you think that's going to affect your thoughts on that, I guess, Glenn, because there's a couple of different things.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I want to get your thoughts overall on French Quarter Fest and what you'd like to remind people as they head into the French Quarter, and also how much of an inconvenience is that going to be to you, and are you okay with that kind of thing for the French Quarter Festival?
Well, if it happened every weekend, it would be problematic, but to have, as they did last year, 900,000 people come into your neighborhood, which is almost three times the size of the city, is certainly a logistical challenge. But I think some of the barricades I've seen are in place already. There's certainly a way to, let's say, manage the number of people. One of the things overall in any of the situations that they do, whether it's French Quarter Fest or on a weekly basis, you have to have some sort of traffic coordination plan in place because everybody can't drive down here. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness you're hearing them ask you to take Uber, park somewhere else. You can't put all the cars here. It's one thing to have people, but you can't put the transportation that goes with the people in the same place. So that's really an issue. It's logistics.
It's been about 5 years since I've gone, and the last time I did go, maybe even longer than that, it was almost like Bourbon Street on Mardi Gras Day throughout most of the quarter, where you were like moving through people. Excuse me, if I could just let me pass by. Thank you. I mean, is it that bad, Glade?
Well, it it lessens the quality of the experience when you have that many people. I've suggested split French Quarter Fest up to four certain times during the year when you could use that. It wouldn't be so burdensome on the infrastructure here, not when it's a Saints game or other things where you're going to have a lot of people down here, but don't make it one big giant four-day event, and that might be better. But it is not quite as interesting as it was when it first started, because it was smaller. As everything you see, when people discover it, it becomes overwhelmed.
It goes from being a best-kept secret to a major pain in the gula. So
right.
do you think it's gotten too big as a resident and the president of the French Quarter? Citizens, do you think it has gotten too big, and maybe it's time the city revisits it and maybe splits it up to four different weekends? If not throughout the year, then maybe in a month or something like that? Thoughts?
Well, it certainly dissolves. We need some discussion about that because it is big. And when you just have people flowing like the tide, you see the music and you get to stand in line for a while to get something. But I think the quality of it, at a certain point, the quality of the experience becomes something you have to consider and not just an event to go to.
Is this something you dread every year, kind of like the residents of Mid-City do with Jazz Fest?
Well, I don't dread it necessarily, but I think that...
You don't don't sound like you're looking forward to it.
No, not particularly. No.
I noticed some parsing of the words there, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Glade, but I can hear something in your voice, and it's not excitement.
It's not excitement. It's good for a lot of people. It's not necessarily the best experience to go to for me, for sure.
All right, somebody texted in, and I want to talk about this when we come back. Yeah, sure, people may die, but at least tourists won't have to walk a block with their luggage. I think what people need to keep in mind is if this sick individual doesn't decide to do what he did on New Year's Day, none of this is happening. I don't think it is, but we can address that when we come back. 621 Traffic Now, WWL. 627, call it. Back with Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens, talking about the Bratton Report and their recommendations and how Glade feels about it as a resident of the French Quarter. We have also touched on French Quarter Fest. So, Glade, you know, somebody texted in about, let me see if I can pull it up here again, something about, it's a little, yeah, sure, people may die, but at least tourists won't have to walk a block with their luggage. Your thoughts on, as a resident of the Quarter and what happened on New Year's Day, if one sick individual doesn't choose to perpetrate this attack, we're not having any of these conversations or any of this conversation at all. So do you think it's an overreaction? You understand where I'm coming from here? Because it was one act by one person. It exposed the vulnerability, but there are a lot of vulnerabilities. Thoughts?
There are a lot of vulnerabilities, and if one person wanted to do something, you could do it on Decatur, you could do it on Royal Street, you could do it on Canal Street. It wouldn't necessarily be limited to Bourbon Street. And when you think about walking, go to the airport. You probably walk two blocks before you get to your plane. I don't think anybody's going to be able to park right at their hotel, at their front door. There's going to be a certain inconvenience that comes along with safety. And I think doing this in a practical level will be better. It will maybe deter people. And I think that's where just everyday law enforcement comes in, where you don't give people the idea that you can do anything you want to do. Yeah, I know last year you and I talked about illegal vending and a lot of the things that were going on Bourbon Street. And fortunately, they were able to kind of enforce the law, and that's decreased quite a bit. We've had fairly good success with a reactive 8th District police force, where we've decreased crime in the French Quarter and the 8th District, which includes Superdome and Canal Street and the CBD. So I think just doing normal police work is going to certainly help deter something go forward. But again, the individual can do anything they want at almost any given time. Not necessarily on Bourbon, but somewhere. Doesn't have to be Bourbon Street.
So maybe an overreaction?
Well, Yes, I would think so. But they do need to put some kind of safety precautions in place so people feel safe. You're not going to come here if you don't feel safe.
But again, if that one person doesn't do that on New Year's Day, I'm just trying to keep it real and factual. We're not having any of these conversations, are we?
No, we're not. No, we're not. But we were blocking people off from going onto Bourbon Street. There were barricades on certain things for special events. So we were doing something. It maybe wasn't as onerous or as encompassing as what they're recommending in this report.
Thank you, Glade. Appreciate your time and your insight, Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens. We'll take a break. We come back. We're talking to Mike Pearlstein about the specific recommendations of the Bratton Report. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.